You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the Breadline Show. My name is Daryl, and this show is brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR. Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. And our advocacy line opened up again today. So if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, give one of our volunteers a call. Our lines are open from 10 AM to 2 PM, Monday to Friday, on our Australia-wide phone number, which is 1-800-289-848. Or you can email us at auww.org.au. And when you call, you can be as open as much as you want with your personal details or only what we ask of you, or can call completely anonymously. It's up to you. But I can reassure you, we do not share anything about our callers with anyone else. Now for the disclaimer. Here we go. The information given by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union is of a general nature only and is not intended to be relied upon as or to be a substitute for specific professional advice. Although we do endeavour to provide accurately and timely information, there can be no guarantee that such information is accurate as of the date it is received or that it will continue to be accurate in the future. Oh my God. Now, we, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, is an independent and unfunded national volunteer organisation run by the unemployed, for the unemployed. So, in other words, we don't answer to anyone, but we are dedicated to protecting the rights and dignity of unemployed workers and pensioners through a national advocacy hotline, email and campaign work. And if you go to our website at auww.org.au, you will find information about the rights of those receiving Centrelink payments. Also, you can read about problems that other people have had that may be similar to yours and what they did about it. Now, we have new members joining us around the country, but we still need more volunteers to join us with the work of the union. Whether you like decision-making from behind the scenes or you are more of a frontline person that's been hard done by and wants to help others, we have a position for you. And it's a great way to learn all your rights as well. Since I joined the union a few years ago, you wouldn't believe how many times I've been able to say to my job provider, no. So if you're interested and love helping others, give us a call or get onto our website and fill out a form to learn advocacy skills. Then you can join the roster on the advocacy line helping others. And who knows, you might even end up on radio like me.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
And here's an interesting fact. Since the 60s, scientists have been able to communicate with gorillas through training and sign language, but not once has a gorilla asked a question. Now, I've been getting a few complaints from people about job providers telling their clients that when their consultant or indeed anyone from the job provider calls them, not to have their phone on hands-free because of privacy concerns. Well, that is your privacy, so it's up to you if you want someone else to witness the telephone conversation. They cannot tell you how to use your own telephone. That's absolutely ridiculous. they'll be wanting to run your life next. So, yeah, don't take any notice of that nonsense. And I've mentioned this before about consent for release of personal information. If your job provider presents you with a consent for release of personal information form, do not sign it. You don't have to. It has no benefit to you whatsoever. Or they might tell you, well, it'll help us to help you find a job. Not true. The only people it will benefit is them. And when it comes to signing a job plan, when you're presented with a job plan, you don't have to sign it right there and then either. Your job provider has to give you 2 days to take it home and go over it. And if you want, you can also have family and friends look at it with you. So, yeah, just bear those in mind when they want you to sign something. And basically, that's about it, just a job plan. If you're starting with a new provider, they may ask you to fill out a survey. But then that's it. Anything else they put in front of you, forget about it. And isn't justice a funny thing? For instance, if I talk dirty to a woman, it's sexual harassment. But if a woman talks dirty to me, it's $3.95 a minute. How does that work out? I don't know. Anyway, in a couple of weeks' time, we're having a special on our show to, well, not celebrate, but mention Invasion Day anyway, in which Jessica will be in the studio here with me again to join me on that one. So that's something to look forward to. Okay, we've come to the end of another jam-packed, exciting show. Don't forget to tune in again next week. This is Breadline on 3CR. So until next week, good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.